This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Imam Baqir alayhi salam worked to acquire this world. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is an honor to be here at your service. Dear friends, we're talking about an Islamic lifestyle. Now, we're talking about acquiring the world in this episode, achieving the world, trying to succeed in gaining this world. So we have a very beautiful story about Imam Baqir alayhi salam, who is the fifth divinely appointed Imam. So we find that Imam Baqir alayhi salam was once working in the fields, agricultural fields, and he was working really hard to the point where he was sweating. It was a hot day, and you know, His Eminence had a shovel in his hand, and he was working in the fields. And one of these individuals came to him and he said, "Is it not a shame that you are working in the fields to acquire the world, worldliness, material wealth?" And it was an individual who was kind of, you know, trying to taunt Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. And the individual themselves, they were from this, you know, Sufi maslak, this Sufi school of thought, you know, where they try to detach themselves from the world in a complete manner, but in reality, it is a misinformed and misguided concept of detaching themselves from the world. Now, apart from the various different lessons and activities that the divinely appointed Imams alayhim as-salam had, one of their activities was to try to correct these kinds of misconceptions. And so Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam replied and explained himself, which we'll talk about after the break. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about how Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam was working towards acquiring and achieving and gaining the world. So Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, you know, as we said in the previous program, a person came and taunted him and said that, you know, you are working and striving so hard for the materialistic world, you know, which we have been told to not try to become greedy for. And so Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, he says that, you know, I am working and trying to acquire the world, meaning I'm trying to acquire wealth, sustenance, income, so that I can provide for myself, provide for my family, and provide for all of those who are under my responsibility. Now, the Imams at that time, you know, over 1,000 years ago, you know, they had servants who lived in their houses. And so the servants, you know, they needed to be clothed, they needed to be fed, they needed to be taken care of. Unlike the servants that you had during the period of slavery, the Imams treated these people a lot of times better than they treated themselves. This is historically accurate. And so then Imam al-Baqir says, while you know, who have decided to detach yourself from the world, have become a burden to the people, to society, to your family. Why? Because you're not, working hard in order to, you know, make ends meet and bring in sustenance and income for your family. You have become a burden, while I am providing for all of these, you know, tens of other individuals around me by working. So yes, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam was working hard in order to acquire, you know, wealth and what we say the world, but he was doing it in order to help the poor and the downtrodden and the disenfranchised, and he was doing it to help his family and his friends, you know, in order to give them a stronger economic and financial life so that none of them would be a burden upon society.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.